When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, August 7th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
CHP identifies man found dead on U.S. 101 shoulder. San Luis Obispo police respond to domestic violence incident. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 59 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, and lots more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. CHP has identified the man they found dead last week on the U.S. 101 on July 31st at about 11.05 a.m., San Luis Obispo Communications Center received a call from the California Department of Transportation of a report of a possible dead body on the west shoulder of the 101 near Vineyard Drive in Templeton. No personal identifying information of the man was found on the scene. Since then, they have identified the individual as Chad Corpus. Family members of Mr. Corpus have been notified. The 37-year-old was reported as an at-risk missing adult in San Luis Obispo County, according to a release by the Sheriff's Office on June 19th. Corpus was last seen walking away from his residence on Bennett Way in Templeton on June 16th. He left his cell phone, vehicle, and dog at that location. It was believed he was going through a mental health crisis at the time. The city of Paso Robles is asking residents to share their preferences for the types of restaurant and retail operations they'd like to see in the future economic development efforts. The survey is part of a broader, three-part initiative designed to provide a more complete understanding of Paso Robles' business environment and retail opportunities. This survey will be followed by one for business owners as well. To complete the survey, you can visit prcity.com/retail survey. It is open now through August 22nd. Residents are encouraged to participate and share it with family members and friends who live in Paso Robles. San Luis Obispo police respond to domestic violence incident. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Yesterday afternoon, San Luis Obispo police received a call from a female victim stating her boyfriend had threatened to harm her at their home on the 1800 block of Homestead. She also stated that he owned several firearms and threatened to harm responding officers and neighbors. The man was identified as 39-year-old Omar Gutierrez of San Luis Obispo. The victim fled the residence once the threats were made, and officers met her away from her home to confirm the criminal threats. Out of an abundance of caution, a perimeter was established around the residence. Neighbors were evacuated, and surrounding streets were closed to traffic. After about 30 minutes of negotiations, Gutierrez surrendered and was taken into custody without further incident. He was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail on felony criminal threats, felony domestic violence causing bodily injury, and felony misdemeanor domestic battery. Travelers will encounter two more nights of full overnight closures on the U.S. 101 South on-ramp at Highway 58 in Santa Margarita. The initial closures were slated to end this Thursday, but additional time is required to repair culvert work. Caltrans says closures will continue to be in effect from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on Wednesday and Thursday next week. The on-ramp will be open during the day, close at night, and work is expected to be completed the morning of August 14th. Travelers needing to head southbound will need to detour north onto El Camino Real, then onto the U.S. 101 South on Santa Barbara Road in Atascadero. Travelers in both directions of the 46 east of the 41-46 junction at the Chelan Y will encounter one-way reversing traffic controls overnight. Traffic controls start Sunday, August 9th. Traffic control on Sunday will be 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., then 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Thursday. Electronic messaging boards will alert travelers in advance of the closure, and delays of up to 10 minutes are expected. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Diamondbacks 5-1, the Angels over the Orioles 4-1, Reds beat the Athletics 6-5. Tonight, the Giants will face the Tigers, the Padres will go against the Astros, the Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks, the Angels will go against the Marlins, the Athletics will face the Red Sox, the Yankees will go against the Braves. In California news, Senate Bill 903, authored by San Diego Democrat Steve Padilla, intends to ban companies from advertising chatbots as therapists. It would prohibit artificial intelligence from making therapeutic decisions without the review of a licensed professional and require health providers to disclose and get a patient's permission before using AI tools to record therapy sessions. One person has been confirmed dead from the Gann fire yesterday. Fire officials say they found a body inside a burned home in a rural area about 4 miles east of where the fire started. The person's identity has not yet been confirmed. A man, Herbert Wayne Smith of Valley Springs, has been accused of starting the fire and arrested, alleging he used a power saw to cut scrap metal when the fire ignited. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the International Fresh Produce Association is asking federal health officials to expand how they investigate cyclospora outbreaks. In some recent comments submitted to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, IFPA recommended that investigators consider more food-related exposures, including drinking water, recreational activities, wastewater, and other environmental factors. IFPA Chief Science Officer Max Teplitsky said, "Protecting public health and finding the source of outbreaks as quickly as possible are goals we all share." Now, the group's recommendations come as public health agencies continue investigating elevated cyclospora cases in several states across the country. IFPA says a broader approach could help identify outbreak sources faster and improve prevention efforts. Now, the association also encouraged reviewing past unresolved investigations and considering wastewater surveillance as an additional tool. IFPA says that science-based investigations are absolutely critical.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Once you try our bison meat, you won't go back. I'm Susanna Luthi Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I also raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch in Cambria, and we sell our meat at a pop-up shop every Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. off Highway 46 West. So, if you're headed to or from the coast, stop by for a tender steak, delicious burger, and more. We're almost through our harvest for the year, and steaks sell out fast. So don't miss out. Find us at TaylorRanch1868.com.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together. Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. To strengthen the market position of walnuts, the California Walnut Board and Commission has been running a campaign this summer to encourage shoppers to think of the tree nut as more than just a baking ingredient, and to get more retailers to place walnuts in the fresh produce section. Such placement would allow walnuts to be marketed as a healthy snack and versatile food ingredient. The effort extends last year's campaign to position walnuts as a lifestyle brand for millennials and Gen Z consumers who increasingly turn to natural foods for better health. Quote, "The younger generation is more educated about food and medicine, and they understand that nuts play an important part of not only breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but also snacking," said Robert Verloop, the Walnut Board and Commission's Executive Director and CEO. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. A reminder that there is traffic control on Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles from 17th to 21st Street, present from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays. Traffic control is due to pedestrian improvement work being conducted through the fall of 2026. Rolling Hills Road also remains closed to through traffic during Phase 2 of Creston Road's improvements, and traffic control is in place from Orchard to Niblick Road on Creston as the contractor works on underground utilities. Otherwise, no reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour in CHP's jurisdiction. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California sunny skies today with highs in the mid-90s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 60, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday, and partly cloudy on Friday. Mid-90s Sunday, low 90s on Monday and Tuesday, mid-80s on Wednesday, low 80s Thursday, 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 58 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Cape, your all news time is 6:20.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The number of U.S. jobs declined by 23,000 in July. Economists were expecting an increase of more than 80,000 jobs last month. Jobs declined in retail but held up in manufacturing and construction. Also, May and June job creation was revised lower by 103,000. The unemployment rate declined to 4.1% in July, though that may reflect more people leaving the workforce. The labor force participation rate declined to 61.4%. Wendy's reported a disappointing quarter, though the restaurant chain brought back its former CEO. It's updating its menu and making other changes to turn the business around. And Airbnb is raising its forecast for the year. It's using AI to improve its vacation rental service. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Summertime is savings time at the Mattress Specialist in Paso Robles. Here's Rich London.
I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody. So I've got high-end beds with Chatham & Wells. I've got medium-high with Eastman House. I've got other lines that are lesser expensive, but all are good quality beds, top quality to good quality.
The Mattress Specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with summer cash and gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer cash and gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
I'm Helen Duringer, David's wife. I was raised in Soviet Ukraine, and since coming here in 1995, I've tried to warn others about communism taking hold. Now everyone can see it. How did Ukraine defeat communism? We did it with strong families. That's why communists target the American families. So fight back with your family trust. God bless America.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer, of Protective Law Corp. in Morro Bay. Dial 805 225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. All righty, call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us on this Friday morning here on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon on Open Mic Friday, sound off, it'll be solo time for you and Darsha. Kenny's out, chasing pigs or something like that. But anyway, Darsha will be in this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 here on The Right Choice. A little heads up, tomorrow morning, Jimmy will not be able to make it, so Diane, though, will be in for her couple of hours at the country store. So, all right, there it is, all lined up for you. Oh, and how can I forget Pure Country? And Spotlight in the Jukebox with Mr. Gary Bill. We've got two of them. A couple hours of The Killer. Yes, indeed. Jerry Lee Lewis and then Gladys Knight and The Pips. So there you go. All right, I got a couple of emails. One is having to do with, Kevin, do you like all the song intros that you play? Well, I don't know if you mean do I like the songs personally or do I like the intros? No, I don't like all the songs. I'd say most of them, but anyway, it's thanks for the question. Some of them I've messed up, and I think about redoing. Let's see here, another email. Pastor Robles survey, what if the citizens say they want more Italian restaurants? Well, I'm for that. What's the city going to do? Let the market decide. Here's a question they can ask. What do you think the city waste or spend too much of your money on? Or another question, do the citizens think that salaries for city employees are too high? Why don't you put that in the survey, city? Well, you can ask them. Ask them. The survey, it's easy to find. I went to it, and let's see here. It says, how often do you shop at a business located in Paso Robles? Which factors help you decide to shop or dine in Paso Robles? What would you encourage you to shop or dine in Paso Robles more often? And you can select on some of these up to two or three or maybe more, just single. What types of purchases are you most likely to make in Paso Robles versus another city? Where do you most often travel when shopping or dining outside of Paso Robles? Why are you most likely to shop outside? Which types of shopping retail business would you like to see open? And which types of restaurants or dining business would you most like to see? It's all dining related. That's why we're fat. Overall, how satisfied are you with the shopping and dining opportunities currently available? What is the one specific business you would most like to see open in Paso Robles? And then they ask for the ages and how long have you lived here? Which best describe your household? Is there anything else you would like the city to know about shopping or dining options and pass Robles submit? It's done. Quick and easy and to the point. Where was the one here I saw that? Again, just to be snarky. What is the one specific business you would most like to see open in pass Robles? Well, if I can go back to the email that this person sent me regarding, what if the citizens said they want more Italian restaurants? What if the citizens said they would want more cannabis retail? And let's just say it was overwhelming. What would the city do? Okay. Anyway, they have it there for you. And again, it's very easy to find. So have at it and have a little fun with it if you decide to. All right, let's see. I thought I just saw one. Nope, not one just came in. Okay, so speaking of money, I have a question regarding money. And this has to do with taxes, one of our favorite subjects. And the reason why, because when I came in this morning, I saw something on Today in History, and it had to do with a rebellion. And it was on this day in 1794 that George Washington ordered the rebelling Western Pennsylvania farmers to go home, and then he called for 15,000 militia. The farmers were protesting a excise duty placed on stills and spirits distilled in the United States. The whiskey tax was the first tax imposed on a domestic product by the newly formed federal government and was intended to generate revenue to pay the war debt incurred during the Revolutionary War. Okay. All right. Well, we were going to have to pay for it somehow, right? Yes, indeed. No doubt about it. But if we go back even before, you had the American Revolution itself sparked by taxation without representation. You had Shays' Rebellion. Again, debt-ridden farmers in western Massachusetts rebelled against high state taxes and economic hardships. As I just mentioned, the Whiskey Rebellion. Then following that, it was Fry's Rebellion. Pennsylvania Dutch farmers revolted against a federal direct house and land tax. Now, if you move up to the modern times, you have on the list Proposition 13. Way back in 1978, California voters passed a landmark ballot measure drastically cutting property taxes, igniting a nationwide suburban tax revolt. And that has been challenged and will be continued to challenge probably forever. You had the war tax resistance. Now, this one is, I find interesting. Conscientious objectors refused to pay federal income tax or excise tax tied to military spending. I guess they would be okay if somebody came into our country and invaded us. And then you had the Tea Party movement, the movement organized around demands for lower taxes and reduced government spending. Well, I don't know how much that's worked, to tell you the truth, because look at our tax, well, in California anyway, our taxes and our tax rates. But when you go back on the early intent of the programs, they were primarily for a couple of things. And you had national security, and you had basic infrastructure. So what do we have now? There are so many programs. There are 80 distinct welfare programs. The United States federal government funds over 90 distinct welfare programs and more than 130 broader anti-poverty, social insurance, and income security programs. They're managed across, you know, multiple departments and so forth and so on. We see it at all levels. So just think about that. You have 80 distinct welfare programs. So the initial intent, again, if you do a little research on, okay, basic infrastructure, fire, police, national security, schools. Where are we at now? This transformation of the federal government is obscene. Obscene. I have not been able to find anything on the internet regarding what should we be required to pay taxes for. You know, I mentioned a few of them, but all of this other stuff, you know, when I saw the conscientious objectors, that's just not, we have to have the ability to defend our country. I don't know what those people are thinking, but if we sat down and had a conversation with them and said, okay, you don't want some of your money being taken out because, or that goes to national defense. Okay. Now, that's not going to happen because the national defense is for everyone. All the citizens in the United States. But what if we were to ask them, okay, if you want to do that, can I also do it for other programs that I think I shouldn't have to pay for? I wonder what their answer would be. I would like to see, you know, speaking of surveys, if the government or someone would come up with a survey, and what do you think you should pay taxes for? And you have to be realistic on, you know, the things, the basics. But when we get beyond the basics, where does it end on what money is taken from you and given to others? It's redistribution is what it is. And as we know, with this, these many programs, they don't get thinner. They don't get thinner. They expand. I'll even go back, or let's, if we put it, I guess, in a historical standpoint, reference to recent times with FDR and the expansion of the social programs. You can jump forward to the 1960s with President Johnson, the Great Society. And where have we gone just with those two references as far as the social programs? So should you have to pay for childcare for someone? Should you have to pay for their sandwiches or their lunches or breakfast? Should you have to pay for this, and this? Should you? Or should it be a system, and I know this probably isn't realistic, out of the goodness of your heart, you can go ahead and do that. Now, we used to have, before the government decided they can come in, before the New Deal, we had things called churches and community members that would take care of those in need. But then the government decided to come in and take over that business, and look where we're at. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling about two victories that we had, the CoLab people had in the last couple of weeks. The first victory was about Diablo Canyon. On the 30th, PG&E had a meeting at the government center about Diablo Canyon, extending it to the next 20 years. The proponents or supporters way outnumbered the opponents. In fact, it looks like the Sierra Club people didn't show up, and there were very few Mothers for Peace there. It was a great meeting, and a friend, Dan Hathaway, gave the greatest speech of all. He was a security guard at Diablo, and he said it was the safest place on Earth, and he did a great job describing how safe Diablo Canyon is, which was the argument the Mothers for Peace were going to say, claiming it's not safe.
Well, there's quite a few. There's a letter that has been that went out on some elected, well, some about 50-something elected officials, kind of concurring what you said, that they want to expand the licensing or however that works for Diablo. But I can tell you from my brother-in-law, John, well, he was a nuclear guy. He worked at a nuclear power plant in Connecticut for his whole life. And he told me this years ago. He said that Diablo Canyon, within his industry, had a reputation for being the best nuclear power plant in the United States.
I would concur with him.
Well, yeah. John, you know, John knows his stuff. So I'm not going to say I was surprised, because I don't know what the measures are for the industry. But that was like the holy grail of nuclear power plants in the United States.
Yeah. I've been fighting for years to keep the place open, and so have the rest, many of us. And we think it's very safe and reliable energy.
Well, the other thing I was going to say is, when you said the Sierra Club didn't show up, I'm sure Mothers for Peace did.
They were there, yeah, a few of them, yeah. But they were over. You know, there were way more supporters than opponents at that meeting. And anyway, the second victory we had occurred on Wednesday this week, when the Board of Supervisors voted to withdraw Measure H from the ballot. And that is a great victory for poor people, and for people who want to keep affordability by keeping prices low, they're not no longer we're not going to vote to raise the sales tax. And so that's a great victory, in my opinion, and it also keeps money in the pockets of people.
All right, I'm gonna be sarcastic here and I guess snarky. Do you think, just because that we're not having this this measure now, because they did promise that more than likely it's coming back, do you think that's going to make a difference in people who are poor anyway?
Well, every little bit helps.
I understand that, but when you look at the county and the state of California, what have they done to ease people's burdens?
Increase them.
Right. So, I mean, and I agree with you. Any victory is a, you know, small victory is a victory. I understand that. But I guess what I get a little jaded when I hear, and not from you, but is it, you know, when they say, well, we're doing our best to, you know, for the cost of living. No, you're not. You're not doing a damn thing.
I agree with you there. Yeah.
I mean, SLOCOG, they raised their, all the fees and so forth not too long ago. We had the school district, which complains about the cost of living. They raised the builder's fees in Paso Robles. So these people, they talk out of both sides of their mouths.
I agree. In fact, I think it puts to the lie that the people who support government are worried about affordability. It's just the opposite. They keep raising costs. I was on a committee for SLOCOG for a while. Debbie Arnold appointed me, and this was a few years ago. And they were discussing the Bob Jones Trail, which is just money-sucking, $48 million to build a five-mile trail. And SLOCOG decided that they would take $6 million from the Prado Road overpass, which wasn't ready to build, and give it to the trail. And they were passing money. Now, the people who got the permit to build those houses on that former Delidio land, they were promised they would have an overpass there. Well, they haven't gotten it. In fact, as far as I know, they haven't even constructed. That money went to the Bob Jones Trail. But the idea was they were pushing for the that was before this Proposition H. They wanted to do it in 2024, but they showed that the people weren't supporting it. So the 2026 was the SLOCOG was pushing for this, and they're going to be really. I'm sure they're very disappointed. And of course, you're right. They now want to do it in 2028, but I don't think the situation is going to change that much then. And people still are going to be opposed to it. And when the Board of Supervisors switched, they changed the priority from roads to homeless. They would have had the money for roads, I think, if they hadn't been spent all those millions of dollars on the homeless.
Well, I mentioned this yesterday about down the road. What do you think, because of the powers that be on the board right now, do you think that there's a possibility that they will, not deliberately, but in a small way, let the roads go to double hockey sticks and then people will be begging to tax themselves in a couple of years?
Absolutely. I think that's what they'll do. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
All right. Yeah. So they're, again, you know, when I say talking out of both sides of the mouth, I should probably just simplify it and say they're liars.
Okay. I'm not going to argue on that one.
Well, that's good. No arguments. No arguments so far today. That's good.
Yeah, okay.
All right. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL. We care about the quality of life and the cost of living and so forth and so on. By the way, we're going to pay somebody $400,000 a year to be your health whatever director in the county with plus incentives. Yeah, I know you care. You really do. And, you know, the people not recommending this, folks, just from radio side and covering myself, but you probably heard what Fauci's wife did yesterday with the Nipomo salute. That's what we should do to these people when they stand up there and tell us this nonsense.
Gosh, absolutely pathetic. Pathetic. All right, let's see here. On the way, local news headlines, Fox News update. Also, we have the world-famous pet alert. And we have music trivia. Music trivia today is one of the big crossover songs of all time. All time. And I'll just kind of a little bit of a hint. Big time.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero. Voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Yesterday afternoon, San Luis Obispo police received a call from a female victim stating her boyfriend had threatened to harm her at their home on the 1800 block of Homestead. She also stated that he owned several firearms and threatened to harm responding officers and humans. The man was identified as 39-year-old Omar Gutierrez of San Luis Obispo. He was arrested after 30 minutes of negotiations. CHP has identified the man they found on the US 101 last week on July 31st at about 11.05 a.m. The dead body has been identified as 37-year-old Chad Corpus, who was reported as an at-risk missing person back in June. It was believed he had gone through a mental health crisis at the time. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump again targeting birthright citizenship with executive orders. White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy Stephen Miller says so-called birth tourism is now going to be banned.
No one in the world is any more allowed to obtain a visa for this fraudulent purpose.
The Senate is set to vote today to confirm Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche as the official head of the Justice Department. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the confirmation vote is the top priority before lawmakers break for summer recess.
He is in the queue, and so we intend to vote on him before we leave, and I am hopeful and optimistic that we will get him confirmed.
Democrats have criticized Blanche for his loyalty to President Trump, and at least six people are dead, including a teenage student gunman in a school shooting near Bangkok, Thailand. America's listening to Fox News.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Restaurante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic Northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
10.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL, time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialists.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In baseball, it wasn't easy at Fenway, but the Red Sox pulled it off.
The pitch is swung on and lined into center field. Base hit! Sogard rounds third! This team is unstoppable! Durbin the hero! 12-11! Red Sox win it in 13!
You heard it on the Red Sox radio network. It took 13 innings, but they defeated the White Sox. The Braves also have won 8 in a row. They cruised past the Marlins 11-3 to complete the 3-game sweep. In the NFL, at the Hall of Fame preseason game, the Panthers took down the Cardinals 33-30 thanks to their rookie quarterback, Haynes King, who scored the rushing touchdown as time expired. He also threw for 180 yards and 2 touchdowns. And in the WNBA, Chelsea Gray hit the game-winning 3 as the Aces defeated the Fever 86-84 in overtime.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. They're located at 8300 El Camino Real. Sunny today, highs in the mid-90s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 50s, and we'll do mid to upper 90s on your Saturday, Sunday upper 90s, then low 90s on Monday, upper 80s Tuesday, mid-80s Wednesday, low 80s Thursday, and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down. 6:16 a.m., 8:02 p.m., we are at 59 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Moving gently along here at the right choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your countywide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that's home, safe and sound, doing our job, helping our neighbors, and just being thoughtful. All right, there's nothing to report on the world famous pet alert today except saw a wily coyote coming in and he was just staring at me, and then out near, just before, well, depending which way you're going into, across Canyon, there was a big black cow off the side of the road there. Again, if you were going, you were heading east, it would be about, I don't know, a few hundred yards just before you get to Lowe's Canyon. So hopefully it's back in fence there. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. In Atascadero, simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. All right. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton and out yonder at the airport, known as the One-Niner Diner. You are qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file Friday. So what I do is I play a little bit of a tease of a song. If you know the name of the song or the artiste, call in. But please do not answer a question with a question. And watch your inflection so it doesn't sound like you're asking a question. Kabish? Kabish. Okay. Good luck. I don't know. Maybe this will be pretty easy. Maybe. Probably. Here we go. I'm all set. Yes, we are ready in there. Go.
And everybody knew you didn't give no lip.
238-5775, 238-KPR. Oh, boy. That sounded kind of distorted. 238-5775.
And everybody knew you didn't give no lip.
All right. Somebody thinks they know what song it is. Hi, good morning.
Big John.
Are you 100% sure, sir?
Not particularly 100%, but Big John.
Oh, boy. All right, you know, since I'm such a hell of a nice guy, I'll give it to you. What's your name, sir?
Ron Roberts.
Ron Roberts. All right, we have you down as a qualifier. Enjoy the song, sir. All right, thank you. All right, it's Big Bad John. All right, Chris, if I would have disqualified him for not saying the full title, would that be kind of a jerk?
He seemed to have the right idea, so I would say so, yeah.
Okay, all right. Anyway, it was recorded in August of 1961 and released in September, and it went all the way to number one everywhere but loose, I guess. Here it is, Jimmy Dean, and he wrote it.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John. Big Bad John. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big Bad John. And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above," and 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big Bad John. Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John. Big Bad John.
Big Bad John spent 5 weeks at number one on the pop chart, number two on the country charts, and 9 weeks on the easy listening charts at number one. It was also big over in the UK. And the song received a Grammy nomination for Record of the Year, and Dean's performance earned him nomination for Best Male Solo Performance, and he did win a Grammy for Best Country and Western Recording. Again, that was recorded in August of 1961 and released in September, and as I mentioned, by November, it was all over the place and so forth and so on. And, of course, reminiscent of Paul Bunyan or John Henry, anyway. And that was the title of a 1990 movie. But in October of 1961, another country artist recorded a sequel, and it's called My Big John. I'll let you know who, what country artist recorded the sequel at the same year.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Travelers will encounter two more nights of full overnight closures of the U.S. 101 South on-ramp at Highway 58 in Santa Margarita. The initial closures were slated to end this Thursday, but additional time is required. Closures will be in effect Wednesday and Thursday next week, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. each day. CHP has identified the man found dead at the U.S. 101 late last week on July 31st. The dead body has been identified as 37-year-old Chad Corpas, who has been reported as an at-risk missing adult back in June. It was believed he was going through a mental health crisis at the time. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, Dottie West recorded the sequel, My Big John. The song is told from the point of view of the Cajun queen that drove him away, her search for him, then discovering about his death. There was a 1962 sequel from Jimmy Dean, and that is Big John's Cajun queen, who rescues him from the mine and marries him, and eventually they had 110 grandchildren. By the way, Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue said his song was one of the most influential he's ever heard.
the number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.